offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give SunPrinting a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
And Chad Holmes again from Merrill and Athletic Park as we are set for baseball. The Wausau West Warriors and the Merrill Blue Jays, thanks to our sponsors, including the Clover Belt Credit Union, longtime supporter of our broadcast of high school sports on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Clover Belt Credit Union since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and packages. Tony, I can go down on the lead thing off of the Warriors against Carter. I fall down on the right, Richard Schiller, and Joker making top three in the order for Wausau West. Right hander, Mitty working out of the stretch, kicks, fires. Fastball off and away for all one. Wausau West wearing their white, green uniforms. Blue numerals, low line nickel. Dark blue numerals, I should say dark blue jersey, white numerals for Merrill. There's a fastball, ball back to the screen by Ivo Del Nau, even things up at 1-1. Sun is shining, there are a few clouds up in the sky as well. Plus some bugs going back and forth behind the golf, but really nice to see that afternoon. 1-1, misses is now low on a break ball 2. By far, best day for baseball that we've seen in our broadcast so far this year. 2 balls and a strike. Up in the inside, and that ball 3. Repeated 1-1 on Tony Fulton. Right hand batter, and Robert Hinton on the back of his Wausau West jersey. Kaminsky is ready, kicks, fires. Swing, a ball tip, fell out to the catcher, and then a break. And then Martin Fulton, 3-2. Full count on Tony Fulton. Kaminsky, a hot pitch. Ball straight back at the screen, we'll do it again, and then get two. Barrel outfield defense, Brady Norton in left, for Corey Pagent in center, E.J. Weiss in right. We'll give you the Merrill infield lead in just a small moment. Clint McKeesey, 3-2. Fastball just off the outside corner for Paul for close pitch. Taken by Ivan Fowler, who earns the base on balls. Up next for the Warriors, their number two, here at left fielder, Ryder Schiller. In the field, D.D. Rudy is at third base. Cooper Wendorf at short short. Rudy quickly not out at second. And Cameron Wallen at first. Getting in and Henrik the catcher for Merrill. I thought that Mountain takes his lead off for first. Kaminsky pitched. Up and out is the pressing goal. That ball one. One ball and no strikes on Ryder Shilton. John Albee down the third base side. Pickoff and back against safely to Tony Delgado. Finally, the first conference game for the Warriors. They had to wait longer than anybody, but in fact, the three fourth teams in the conference have already played three league games. That's all up and over the zone, and that's all, too. DCR versus Wisconsin Rapids are both 3-0 in the conference. DCR is 22-1. Marshfield and Manero 0-2. Wausau East 0-3. Two balls of the motorcycle since now stepping off is Carter McPhee. Yesterday, the Valley, Wisconsin and Rapids shut down DCR 0.6-0. And Everest beat Wausau East 4-2. 2-2 was on the outside corner at the knee for a call called strike one. In addition to this, the self-defender, another Wednesday game is Wausau East at the DCR versus leaders this afternoon. They pushed that game up to the AAF as well. 2-2 balls and a strike on Ryder Schindler. Eiffel Donald takes the lead, pick off, and back and keeps him safely late. And pretty put down the fingers just sitting in the target. Here's the pitch. Up and up, out strike zone, and that's all for three. Rigby balls and a strike on Schindler. Good velocity from Carter McKinnis, but not able to find the zone on a consistent basis here early. Rigby quickly to his right hander. Looks like it's in, pick off, move. Head for, oh, they caught him out! Wow. That did not look like he was out from this point of view. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Look at those little hands with back here from Rival Donald, but a player with authority. Called out to there, they pass all the ball back to the three, and that turns around the city very quickly. Runner up the first, 3-1 out. The pickoff, first off the inning, now 3-2 on Chisholm. The man did not look like he was out. And there is a pitch that's up and out of the strike zone for ball four. Frankly, it didn't even look close to me. That's the thing. I mean, bang, you understand it. The hand looked like it was in it, but the APC umpire, the right arm. Runner first one out for Wausau West, for APC Mitchell over the game. Out of the stretch, the Minkie kicks it in the air. Slow down outside for ball one. Back to back walks to start off the Wausau West first. Yes, Schindler takes it in the air. Here's the pitch. Down in the dirt, bounces away with the catcher, and heading to second to a Ryder Schindler, takes a big turn, and holds it right there. So now the Warriors have a runner in scoring position with one out, two balls and no strikes on Joe Gravine. Good hitter's count for Gravine. Schindler off second, here's the pitch. There's a chopper at the plate. Strike one. First of two here today from Merrill. There are lights here at Athletic Park, so that will not be an issue as we get later on into the evening. Two balls and one strike. Kaminsky kicks and deals. Ground ball pulled foul, third base side. And that evens things up at 2-2. Cleanup hitter. Designated hitter, Rowan Robbins, is in the on-deck circle for Wausau West. Warriors trying to get the offense going. In their last outing Saturday, the doubleheader against Eau Claire North, West scored four times in the first inning of the first game, did not score after that. There's a well-hit ball deep in the left field. Going back is Norton, way back, and that's in there for a base hit. Rounding third is Schindler. He will score. In with a double is Joe Gravine, and the Warriors take a 1-0 lead. I may have been a little early in giving the run to Schindler. He actually held up a bit on that long fly ball to left field. He did get in with a head first slide rather easily. But getting on that one and driving it a long way was Gravine. And the thing about it is, this is a very big outfield. In fact, not as big as it used to be. They have this brick wall here in Athletic Park in Merrill. They have a chain link fence around the outfield, but it's still very, very deep. So 1-0 West. First pitch to Rowan Robbins is up and out of the zone for ball one. So the Warriors off to a good start here in the top of the first. Could have been bigger. Again, that very questionable pickoff call, the only out. Here's the pitch. Inside, it hit him. So Rowan Robbins hit by the pitch.
Second base number 14, Cohen Bryant.
And Cohen Bryant will now come to the plate with runners on first and second and one out. Rough start here for Merrill starting pitcher Carter Kaminsky. Right-handed batter settles in. Leads taken by Gravine at second, Robbins at first. There go the runners. Pitch is taken for a strike. Throw to third, and in safely is Joe Gravine. Going to second on the double steal is Rowan Robbins. That was a close play, and that time, again, a very quick call by the base umpire. Does not really take a moment to let that flash into his mind. He goes with his first instinct. And again, that time he went with the Warrior runner, called him safe. Pitch misses away for a ball. One ball and one strike. So one run in for West, two runners in scoring position, and only one out. Trying to put up a crooked number here early are the Warriors. Kaminsky's pitch. There's a liner, but right to the third. Oh, it goes off the mitt of Cole Rooney, and run will score. Advancing the third is Robbins. Right to the third baseman. It's a well-hit ball, but not having to move was Rooney, and it bounced right off the end of his mitt. That'll have to go down as an error, but the Warriors will take it, and it's now 2-0. So runners on the corners, one out for Ty Teske. Kaminsky fires. Runner on first goes. Throw down to second, and out at second base will be Bryant, and still at third is Rowan Robbins. One and all. Pitch is up and out of the zone. Well, both outs here for Wausau West in the first inning have been on the base paths. They pick off, and now a caught stealing. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss from Teske. Scoreboard says 2-1. I guess I'll go with that. Swing and a miss. Count evens up at 2-2. Trying to get that runner in from third now is Teske with two outs. And the pitch. Fastball misses outside, and the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Three and two on Teske. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for strike three called, and the inning comes to an end. Warriors do score twice in the frame. Two runs on one base hit. There was an error, and one runner left on base. End of one half inning. Wausau West 2. Merrill coming to the plate. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Bottom half of the first inning, Merrill coming to the plate, trailing Wausau West 2-0. On the hill is Ty Teske. Comes off a very impressive performance on Saturday, was the winning pitcher in the game one of the doubleheader against Eau Claire North. Went 5 1/3 shutout innings as the Warriors won that game by a score of 4-0. For Merrill, Corey Page, Brady Norton, and E.J. Weichs in the bottom of the first. Corey Page, the center fielder for the Blue Jays, will settle into the right-handed box. Out of the windup, the Wausau West left-hander rocks, kicks, and deals. Fastball misses low and outside for ball one. Ryder Schindler in left field, Miles Wahlvogel in center, Ethan Sillers in right for Wausau West. 1-0 pitch. Fastball right down the chute for strike one called. Dylan Landreth is at third base, Tony Ifaldano at short, Cohen Bryant at second base, Joel Gravine at first, and Travis Clade, the catcher for Wausau West. And there's a good fastball from Ty Teske. A tad tardy on that cut was Page. Came up empty, and the count goes to 1-2. Working quickly, the lefty to the plate. That will bounce in and go to the backstop, even things up at 2-2. Thanks to our sponsors, including Coast to Coast Marketing. Please take a listen to their spot, and then visit them, use their services, and thank them for their support. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Picked off the top of the dirt by Clady. He will fire to first in time. It is a strikeout to Page in the first out of the inning.
Left field number one, Brady Norton.
Brady Norton coming up next here for the Blue Jays. Left-handed batter. Lefty on lefty matchup. Teske's pitch. Bounces off a home plate, bounces off the catcher, bounces off the umpire, and ball one. Warriors will have a non-conference game on Friday at home against Mosinee. 5 o'clock first pitch, 4 1-0. Bounces 2-0 on Brady Norton. Wind pushing from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole. Here's Teske's rock, kick and fire. Bounces down low, and that's ball three. Wisconsin Rapids and D.C. Evers have made some early statements in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Both those teams are 3-0. 3-0's down low, and it's a four-pitch walk to Brady Norton. Number three hitter will be the right fielder, E.J. Weichs. Multi-sport standout for Merrill, football player, basketball player, and a baseball player. Left-handed batter. Holding the runner at first is Joe Gravine for the Warriors. Here's the pitch. Drops down low, and that's ball one. Again, the infield for West, Landreth, Ifaldano, Bryant, and Gravine from third to first. Claude behind the plate. 5-0 out of the zone for Ty Teske. 1-0. Fastball just a shade low. And the count goes to 2-0. 2 balls and no strikes on E.J. Weichs. Runner again takes his lead. There's a pickoff move, and diving back in head first is Brady Norton. Good pickoff move from the left-hand side for Ty Teske. The lefty sets at the chest. Long look. Kicks. Fires. Fastball. Down low, and that's ball three. Some unusual wildness here from Teske in the first inning. Not used to, very solid on the hill for the Warriors. 7 in a row outside the zone. 3-0 is taken for a strike on the inner portion. 3-1. 3 balls and a strike on E.J. Weichs. Big left-handed hitter. Hands up near the left ear hole. Norton off of first. Teske's 3-1. Right down the chute, just above the knees for strike two called. And the count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Setting the target is Claude. Pick off, and he's got him. Now a rundown between first and second. Throw to second, and oh, in fact, not even a rundown as Norton decided to go straight to second. Gravine fired to Ifoldano, who tagged out the runner. A pickoff, technically probably a caught stealing since he never stopped. So it's caught stealing and the second out of the inning. So three balls, two strikes on Wikes, nobody on base. Two outs. Here's the payoff pitch. Just misses, a shade low. Looked like a hard breaking ball. E.J. Wikes gets walked. And Caden Henrich, the number four hitter and catcher, will next step in. Right-handed batter. Another big hit fills that right-handed box. Teske's pitch. Fastball rises up and out of the zone for ball one. Bottom of the first inning, 2-0, Wausau West with the lead. Game one of a twin bill here from Athletic Park in Merrill. Pick off again and not taking a big lead, making sure he's pretty tight, was E.J. Wikes, and he gets back standing up. Teske peeks at the runner at first, kicks, deals. Fastball pops into the mid of Travis Clade, in there for strike one called. Ball and a strike on Caden Henrich, the catcher for the Blue Jays, number four hitter. Teske is ready. Another long look at the runner at first, kicks and deals. Pitch drops down low, taken for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Being forced to throw quite a few pitches here in this inning is Teske. Certainly helps, though, to get that pickoff. That saves a batter right there. 2-1. There's a big cut that time by Henrich, but follows it off. And the count goes to 2-2. Should Henrich reach base, on deck for Merrill is the number five hitter, shortstop Cooper Wendorf. Here's the pitch. Drops a little bit low, and the count again runs full, 3-2. Third straight batter, it's gone to a very deep count for Ty Teske. Runner will be on the move at first, full count and two outs. Here's the pitch. Fastball just misses the inside corner, trying to frame it with Plotty, but does not get the call. So another walk. We saw it in the top of the first inning with Merrill starter Carter Kaminsky. He walked a couple of batters. And now three batters in a row have been walked by Ty Teske. But he still has a chance to get out of this inning with no run scoring. First and second, two outs for Cooper Wendorf. Courtesy runner here for the Blue Jays. Eric Grunewald will take over at first base for the catcher. Here is the pitch. Fastball at the belt for a called strike one. Cooper Wendorf, right-handed hitter here for the Blue Jays. Waves the bat near his right ear hole as he waits. Runners off second and first. Kick and the fire. Misses up and in, evens it up at 1-1. Yesterday we had high school softball. Wausau West lost at Stevens Point 6-1. 1-1 pitch. There's a looper towards right, but right to the first baseman. Grabbed by Joel Gravine for out number three. A little looping liner to Gravine. And the Merrill inning comes to an end. No runs on no hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base for the Blue Jays in the first. At the end of one, Wausau West 2, Merrill nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Miles Wahlvogel will lead off the top of the second inning for Wausau West. Warriors lead 2-0. And the first pitch from Carter Kaminsky is a fastball in at the knees for strike one called. Bottom third of the order for Wausau West, Wahlvogel, Travis Claude, and Dylan Landreth. Pitch is a riser, a little bit up and out of the zone from Kaminsky, evens it up at 1-1. Kaminsky, tall right-hander, works very quickly. Kicks, fires. Fastball in there, outer portion, just above the knees for strike two called. One ball and two strikes on Miles Wahlvogel. And the pitch. Breaking ball, and they're going to get the bottom of the zone. It broke down, but apparently, according to the umpire, in at the knees as it crossed the plate, and that will be strike three. Second strikeout for Carter Kaminsky in the first out of the inning.
Catcher number 19, Travis Claude.
Up next for the Warriors, their catcher, Travis Claude. Kaminsky's pitch. Up and out of the strike zone on a fastball. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Right-handed hitter, number 19. Fastball catches the inside corner. That is strike two. I should say strike one. One ball and one strike. Staring into his catcher, Caden Henrick, is Carter Kaminsky. Here's the kick and the pitch. There's a high pop right field side, and that will be out of play. Strike two. Sun hiding behind the clouds one more time. Been mixture between the sunshine and the clouds up to this point. Here's the pitch. That one is a little bit up, taken for a ball. Count evens up at two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and there's another pop to the right-hand side, out of play. We'll do it again at 2-2. Kaminsky's ready. Here's the kick and the pitch. Up and out of the strike zone, and that's ball three. Three balls and two strikes on Travis Claude. Here's the payoff pitch. Line drive into center field for a base hit. Taking it right back through the box was Travis Claude. Second base hit for the Warriors. Runner on first. One man out for the third baseman, Dylan Landreth. Doing a little manicuring around the pitcher's mound is Carter Kaminsky. 2-0 Wausau West, top of the second inning. Landreth steps in. Runner leads off first. Here's the pitch. There's a bunt into the air, third base side, and it'll drop in foul territory for a strike. Unusual Wednesday afternoon and evening high school sports. Again, trying to make sure that we get these two games in, because tomorrow, again, a little bit iffy on the forecast. So playing both games here today. Swing and a miss as good fastball from Kaminsky. Coming up empty is Dylan Landreth, and the count goes to 0-2. Top of the order, and Tony Eiffeldonnell in the on-deck circle for West. Tomorrow, if the weather holds, get over to Wausau West for softball. The Warriors softball team takes on Rapids. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Out number two. So two outs, runner on first for Tony Eiffeldonnell. Should the weather hold tomorrow, we are scheduled for softball, but we'll be at East because the Marathon Red Raiders take on the East Lumberjacks. So we would have that one for you tomorrow on 98.9 WXCO. And then West baseball against Mozanie on Friday. Pitch to Tony Eiffeldonnell, floats inside for ball one. Eiffeldonnell walked his first time up. Out of the stretch, Kaminsky kicks and fires. Just below the belt, taken for a called strike one. Alex Kapitz is the courtesy runner at first base for Travis Claude. 1-1 on Eiffeldonnell. Pickoff move, and Kapitz crawls his way back to the bag. apparently the scoreboard not working properly. It does have the run total, but does not have the innings up. Here's the pitch down in the dirt, and that was a very good stop by Caden Heinrich behind the plate. That easily could have bounced off the catcher and got away, but clean pick on the hop holds the runner at first. Two balls and one strike. Kaminsky pick off, and again, getting back in safely is Kapitz. Temperature is warm nicely today into the 60s. 2-1. Breaking ball, a high fly ball, left field. Coming in is Brady Norton. He is under it, and he'll make the grab for out number three. So the Warriors, no runs on one base hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. End of an inning and a half here from Athletic Park in Merrill. Wausau West 2, Merrill nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Bottom of the second inning, Merrill coming to the plate. First pitch, a swing and a miss on the pitch from Ty Teske to Cam Wallen. Second pitch drops down low, evens it up at 1-1. 2-0 Wausau West. Here's the pitch, drops down low into the dirt in the count now. Two balls and one strike. Left-handed batter, left-handed thrower. Here's the kick and the pitch. Fastball right in there at the knees for a called strike two. Right at the bottom of the zone. Good location by Ty Teske. Now 2-2. Teske looks in, has the sign, has the target. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. There's a ground ball to the right-hand side. Charging at second, picked by Bryant. Little flip to first in time. 4-3 on the putout for the first out of the inning.
Designated hitter number 17, Rylan Zimmerman.
DH, Rylan Zimmerman. A change in the original lineup for the Blue Jays. Right-handed batter. Fastball in there for strike one called. Noah Klug was in the original lineup for the Blue Jays, but late change. Fastball inside corner for strike two called. So jumping ahead in the count, nothing and two is Teske. Finding a little rhythm right now is the Warrior lefty. Rocks, kicks, deals. Drops a little bit low. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Just misses a tad down low. And the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Rylan Zimmerman. And the pitch, a swing and a miss for strike three. Two up and two down for the Blue Jays.
Third base number 8, Cole Rudai.
Cole Rudai, the third baseman and number 8 hitter, stepping in next for Merrill. Here's the pitch, and that will be a little bit low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. That's in there for a called strike one. One ball, one strike. Teske's ready. Has the target. Here's the kick and the pitch. Drops low and inside. Two balls and a strike. 2-0 Wausau West, bottom half of the second inning. Ready to go again is the lefty. Teske's fire. There's a line drive into left field for a base hit. Going over is Ryder Schindler. He'll cut it off, get it back to the infield, hold Rudai to a single.
Second base number 16, Brady Kleedno.
Brody Klebanow will now step in for the Blue Jays, number 9 hitter. Here's the pitch. Fastball, inside corner for a called strike one. Runner still on the bag. Doesn't even get off the bag. Now a pickoff and almost got him. He was still on the bag. Then the pickoff throw came, but not realizing it was the runner, Rudai. He took one half step off the bag and then jumped back on it. It was nearly picked off. Very short lead at first. And the pitch just misses a tad low. Very close pitch. Trying to get out of this inning with no runs scoring again is Teske. Again, a rather short lead at first. Kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Ball and two strikes. Ready is Teske. Sets at the chest. Pickoff move and falling down onto the bag with the short lead is Rudai. Ready again is Ty Teske. Here's the kick and the pitch. There's a fly ball right field side. Ethan Sillers is right there, and Sillers will squeeze for out number three. No runs on one base hit, no errors, and one runner left on base for Merrill in the second. At the end of two, it is Wausau West 2, Merrill nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Ryder Schindler will lead things off here for Wausau West in the top of the third. Warriors lead 2-0. Carter Kaminsky's first pitch is a fastball on the inner portion for strike one called. 2-3 and four hitters here for West in the third. 0-1. Breaking ball and a good one. Swing and a miss. Very tentative cut by Ryder Schindler. And it's nothing and two. Caden Henrick puts down the finger, sets the target. Here's the pitch. Drops into the dirt, trying to get the batter to fish after one. Nothing and two was Kaminsky. Taken by Schindler for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Kaminsky's pitch. Drops in, bounces off of home plate. Evens up the count at 2-2. Joe Gravine, who had a double his first time up, waits on deck. 2-2 pitch. There's a pop-up on the right-hand side, making the call at second base, and making the grab is Brody Klebano for out number one.
First base number one, Joe Gravine.
And now Joe Gravine comes up with one out and nobody on base. Gravine had an RBI double to left center field back in the first, came around to score a run as well. Here's the pitch. Ground ball pulled foul, third base side, past the coach, John Albee. Again, the clouds covering up the sun for a moment. Pitch is way up and out of the zone. One ball and one strike. First game in the conference for the Warriors, trying to get off to a winning start. 1-1. Up and out of the zone again. Two balls and one strike. Rowan Robbins waits on deck for Wausau West. And the pitch drops down low, and that's ball three. Three in a row outside the zone from Carter Kaminsky. And a good hitter's count now for Gravine. Three balls and one strike. And the pitch is way up and out of the zone, and that's ball four. Third walk issued by Carter Kaminsky. And up next will be the DH and number four hitter for the Warriors, Rowan Robbins. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance. Gravine leads off first. Kaminsky's pitch. Fastball catches the top of the strike zone. Strike one called. Two runs, two hits for the Warriors. No errors. No runs, one hit, and an error for the Blue Jays. And the pitch catches the outside corner. Strike two called. Stepping out for a moment is Rowan Robbins. Resetting, now back in. Fairly decent lead at first for Gravine. Being held there by Wallen. Kaminsky kicks, fires. There's a line drive into right center field. That's going to be a gap shot. It's going to roll for a while. Rounding second is Gravine. Heading to third. Big turn at first. Holding is Rowan Robbins. As getting over was E.J. Weichs to cut it off. A long single to right center for Rowan Robbins. Runners on the corners. One out now for Wausau West.
Second base number 14, Cohen Bryant.
Taking that 0-2 pitch and hitting it hard to right center field was Robbins. So now an RBI opportunity for the Wausau West second baseman, Cohen Bryant. Bryant hit the ball hard his first time up, a line drive that went off the glove of the third baseman, Rudai, went as an error on the third baseman. Fastball misses up and in for ball one. Chance for the Warriors to extend a 2-0 lead. Runners take their leads off first and third. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball towards shortstop. Scoop there. Flip the second for one. On to first. And a big stretch. And holding the bag was Cam Wallen. And it turns into a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. Taylor-made. Wendorf to Klebanow to Wallen. And the Wausau West threat comes to an end. No runs on one base hit. There were no marrow errors. And two runners left on base. End of 2.5. It is Wausau West 2, Merrill nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Page leading things off for Merrill in the bottom of the third. 2-0 Warriors. First pitch from Ty Teske in at the knees for strike one called. Top of the order here for Merrill. Page, Brady Norton, and E.J. Weichs. 0-1 drops a little bit low, evens things up at a ball and a strike. Left-handed sophomore, Ty Teske, kicks and deals. Here's a hard grounder, but to the short. Oh, it takes a tough hop off of Tony Ifaldano, and reaching base safely will be Corey Page. A little bit of an awkward hop, but still have to go down as an error on the Wausau West shortstop. Runner on first, nobody out for the left fielder, Brady Norton. It was a well-hit ball by Page, and then took that little awkward bounce, the second hop, as it got to Tony Ifaldano. So left-handed hitter steps in. Pickoff move, and Page back in, head first. It's a real weapon, this pickoff move that Ty Teske has, the ability to keep these runners a lot closer than they otherwise would be. Here's the pitch, bounces in. Nice job as Claudie was able to fight it off, keep it close enough for Corey Page to hold it first. Two nothing Warriors, bottom of the third inning. Teske sets at the chest. Kicks, deals. Fastball right down the chute, taken for a called strike one. One ball and one strike. Teske coming off 5 1/3 shutout innings on Saturday against Eau Claire North, has two innings of shutout ball here to start today. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses off the outside corner, and that's ball two. Norton walked his first time up, then got picked off. Page leads off first, held by Gravine. Teske comes to the plate. In there, took a little off, right above the knees. Norton takes it for strike two called. 2-2. E.J. Wikes, another left-handed hitter, waits on deck for Merrill. 2-2. Breaker, just off the outside corner. Count runs full, three balls and two strikes. Hard breaking ball that time by Teske. Good eye at the plate by Norton. And the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Fastball challenging Norton was Teske. That is the third strikeout of the game for the Wausau West sophomore. One out, runner on first for E.J. Wikes. Big left-handed hitter for the Blue Jays. He walked his first time up. Pickoff move, and diving back safely again is Corey Page. Putting down the fingers, setting the target is Travis Claude. Teske's ready, kicks and deals. There's a looping liner over the top of Ifaldano into left center field for a base hit. That one was so soft, it basically came to a halt in very short left center field. Perfectly placed between the shortstop and the left fielder by Wikes. And a base hit, advancing to second is Page. Tough break for the pitcher that time. A good pitch, but that would not have broken egg the way it landed in short left center field. So first and second, one out for the cleanup man, Caden Henrick. And the pitch, there's a swing and a pop up, center field, long run, and drops in for a base hit in front of the center fielder, Waldvogel, and everybody will advance 90 feet. Back-to-back little loopers for the Blue Jays. First Wikes, and then on the next pitch, Henrick, getting on his horse, trying to get there with Waldvogel, but couldn't quite get there, and now the bases are loaded for Merrill with just one out. Grunewald will come out and run again for Caden Henrick, and now Cooper Wendorf, with an RBI chance and perhaps a chance to get Merrill back to even with a base hit. There's a ground ball third base side. Picked up there by Landreth. Comes to the plate. A little off target, but a nice job of adjusting to that throw by Travis Claude. Went down to his right to snag it just off the ground and get the force at the plate. Boy, that was not an easy grab for Claude behind the dish. He held the bag and was able to go down and take it right off the top of the dirt. So 5-2 on the putout to get Page at the plate. Two outs, bases loaded for Cam Wallen. So a chance now for Teske to get out of this inning without any run scoring. There's a ground ball towards second base, Cohen Bryant. He'll pick, he'll flip the first in time, and the Warriors survive the bottom of the third. No runs for Merrill on two base hits. There were There was one Wausau West error and three runners left on base. End of three. Warriors 2, Merrill nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Warriors coming to the plate in the top of the fourth inning, leading Merrill by a score of 2-0. Ty Teske will lead things off for the Warriors. First pitch is followed straight back to the screen for strike one. 6, 7, and 8 hitters for West, Ty Teske, Miles Wahlvogel, and Travis Clade against Carter Kaminsky. He has gone the distance for Merrill. It's followed back again to the screen, and it's 0-2. There have been chances for both teams to get more in this game, but the pitchers have had the right pitch at the right time to keep it at 2-0. Pitch is up and out of the zone. In the top of the third, the Warriors had runners on the corners and one out, but then Kaminsky was able to get the 6-4-3 double play to end the inning. And then Merrill, the base had loaded one out in the bottom of the inning, and Teske able to work out of it with a couple of ground balls. Pitch misses away. Count evens up 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Ty Teske. He is 0-1. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, and the count runs full, 3-2.
Little base wrap.
Warriors 2-5 overall, 0-0 in the Valley. Merrill 3-4 overall. They are 0-2 in the conference. Payoff pitch is fought off. We'll do it again at 3-2.
Keep battling, Ty. You got this.
Merrill started off their conference season with a couple of games against the Stevens Point Panthers. They lost the opener 3-1 and then fell on Thursday 13-7. Three balls and two strikes on Teske. Kaminsky's payoff pitch. Up and out of the strike zone, and that's ball four. Fourth walk issued by Carter Kaminsky. Leadoff man on base for the Warriors, and Miles Wahlvogel will head to the plate. Wahlvogel 0-1. He struck out looking to start off the second. Courtesy runner first for the Warriors. As once again, coming out and doing the running will be Alex Kapitz.
Running for Wex, Alex Kapitz.
Come on, Miles.
Out of the stretch, Kaminsky sets at the belt, kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Miles came up, big cut that time, came up empty in strike one. Looked like a pitch that was right there for Miles. I think maybe swung right through it. Was not fooled on that one, to say the least. 0-1. Way up high, and then trying to bunt. And offering on that pitch about head high was Wahlvogel, and then strike two.
Come on, Miles.
It was half of trying to get out of the way, and the bat still was going. And they appealed it, and the base umpire said, yep, he did go around. So no balls and two strikes. Kaminsky kicks and deals. Well hit ball left field, going over is Brady Norton near the line, and he'll make the grab right on the line in left field for out number one.
Catcher number 19, Travis Clotty.
So one out, runner on first for Travis Clotty. He is 1-1. He singled back in the second. Right-handed batter waits. Here's the kick and the pitch. That is in there for strike one called. Kaminsky throws very well. Good velocity, good size, lanky right-hander. challenge. Here is the pitch. Up and out of the zone for a ball. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I'm guessing that he would have thrown last Tuesday in the game against Stevens Point, that 3-1 game that the Blue Jays lost. Holding Stevens Point to 3 is always a solid effort. 1-1. There's a swing and a pop-up. Right field side, near the line, making the grab is E.J. Wykes, and that's out number 2. Little pop to short right field. Warriors now 2 outs, runner still on first base. And Dylan Landreth will come to the plate. Dylan Landreth is 0 for 1. He was a strikeout victim his first time up. Right-handed batter. Runner off of first. Kaminsky kicks, fires way up high, and that's ball one. 2-0 Warriors. Again, if you joined us late, the Warriors scored both their runs back in the first inning. 2 runs on just 1 hit, helped by a couple of walks. Here's the pitch. There's a cut, fouled off to the right-hand side, out of play. Count evens at 1-1. First of 2 here on a very pleasant Wednesday late afternoon in Merrill. Cap hits off of first. Kaminsky kicks and deals. Line drive into left field for a base hit. Over the top of a leaping Cole Rudy. Well hit ball by Dylan Landreth keeps the inning alive for West. First and second, 2 outs for Tony Eiffeldano. Again, there have been plenty of base runners for both these teams, but at this point, not a lot of hits with runners in scoring position. See if the Warriors can change that right here. Pitch is down low, scooped up by Caden Henrick, and that's ball one. Wind kicking up a bit, again, pushing right towards the right field foul pole. Runners off second and first. Carter Kaminsky will fake a pickoff towards second, but hold on to it. Eiffeldano walked and has flown out, 0 for 1. Fastball misses inside, and now 2 balls and no strikes. Time is called, and we'll get a visit to the mound as big situation right now. Sean Schultz has decided going to go out there and have a word with his entire infield. Sean Schultz, the Merrill Blue Jay head coach. Give us a chance to tell you about our upcoming broadcast again tomorrow, weather permitting. Again, looking a little iffy, but this does not look like a full wipeout. Marathon at Wausau East in high school softball. Then Friday, Wausau West will host Mosinee in high school baseball, 4:50 for the pregame. And then I think we're off Saturday. I don't think we have anything on Saturday. We're a rare day off for our high school sports broadcast. But now, 2 balls and no strikes on Tony Eiffeldano. Here's the pitch. Oh, it took a little off on that 2-0. Did not come back with a fastball. That's a good pitch by Kaminsky. Floats in there for strike one called. Did not give in to Tony Eiffeldano. 2-1. And the pitch. There's a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taken on a hop by Wykes. And holding at third, that ball was hit so well by Tony Eiffeldano that there was no chance to bring in the runner from second on the play. It was no chance. Normally with 2 outs, if there's a 50-50, you're going to wave them around, take the chance. But that ball was hit on the screws by Eiffeldano. Getting there quickly was Wykes to play it on a hop, and he got it back to the infield very quickly. So bases loaded, 2 outs for Ryder Schindler. Fastball in for strike one called. That was a case you'd rather have one of those loopers because then you score the run from second base, but it was hit so well and got there so quickly, no chance to score the run. 0-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner for strike two called. The last 2 balls the Warriors have hit have been right on the button. Boy, both Dylan Landreth and Tony Eiffeldano hit those balls exceptionally well. 0-2. Misses up and away, ball one. Again, another big situation. Bases juiced, 2 outs for the Warriors, trying to extend a 2-0 lead. Looking in is Carter Kaminsky. Runners off third, second, and first. Henrik putting down the fingers, setting the target. Sets at the belt, kicks and deals. Line drive into left center field for a base hit. One run is in. Two runs are in. Heading to third on the play is Ifedano, and he's safe on the slide. Into second base, a two RBI hit for Ryder Schindler, and the Warriors take a 4-0 lead. Held the breath for a moment. Cooper Wendorf, the shortstop, almost got there, but just out of his reach.
First base, number one, Joel Gravine.
Second and third, two outs now for Joe Gravine. Those two out hits vital, and we have three two out hits in a row here for the Warriors.